You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 28.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, solo episode, I might add, is yours truly. I wrote an article recently and published it 3 or 4 days ago. So this is before Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And basically, it was 13 last-minute hacks to win BFCM 2018. And the idea here is this is a vetted list of strategies and tactics and apps and things that would be certainly make an impact on your business. And if you're listening to this after Black Friday, Cyber Monday, a lot of it is still extremely relevant for Q4 and the rest of the holiday season. So let's jump in. Well, the first hack I have, number one here, is a countdown timer or announcement bar. You know, creating urgency in your marketing is super important. You know, kind of after you've written your marketing message kind of into your content and you've kind of built up an emotional connection with your holiday visitors, it's now time to create some urgency or have some kind of messaging on your website that in fact a sale is actually going on. And it's this kind of emotional connection and the urgency in your message. It really kind of gives a feeling to the user that, you know, they need to act now and kind of avoid missing out on something important, sale items, limited quantities, and just all part of kind of the holiday excitement. It's always really cool to kind of keep your customers kind of in the loop about promotions and special events. And, you know, it really is key in kind of managing your customer relationship. Informing them with a site-wide banner or promotional countdown timer really is a simple and effective way to kind of achieve this. So I have a couple recommended apps, Countdown Timer Bar or the Quick Announcement Bar. In the show notes, you'll have links to these apps. There's quite a few others in the App Store, but these two have a lot of great reviews and have been successfully implemented by many merchants. So have a look at that, Countdown Timer Bar or Quick Announcement Bar. Also on a side note, if you're using Klaviyo as your email service provider, I have a guide about how you can insert a countdown timer into your email sequence. It's really what adds a lot of urgency there too from within your email. So pretty cool. Now, number two on the list here is near and dear to my heart, which is Facebook Messenger cart recovery. And it really is an important strategy, I think, that most merchants should probably want to implement. You'd likely have some kind of an email sequence, either using the default cart recovery built into Shopify, or you have some kind of sequence set up with your email service provider. That's a good starting point. The idea here is some of those messages just ironically enough go into spam or they go, you know, they go, who knows where they go? They go somewhere and they're not open. We know the open rates are definitely going down. So the idea here is with Facebook Messenger is the fact that you're getting that kind of attention from your potential customers. They've come to your store, they've purchased something, and now the idea is that, you know, after a certain amount of time, be it 15 minutes or 30 minutes, and, you know, you can have, you know, up to three gentle nudges from within Facebook Messenger to remind them that they've left something in their cart. And I know it's significantly higher in open rates and conversion rate. I have many stats to prove the amount of revenue that's actually being generated with Shop Message. So it really is a great solution. I believe there's a 30-day free trial for it. So it's really perfect timing right now. If it's before or after Black Friday, Cyber Monday, if you're still part of Q4 kind of 2018 holiday season, there still is a free option right now to try it out and add it to your store without any cost to you. And so I highly recommend that. Number three on the list is text message cart recovery or kind of holiday announcements. And I have shared this quite a bit recently. And one of the apps I'm recommending, thanks to the team, is SMS Bump. And the idea here is that this is text marketing and or some automation cart recovery. So same as what Shop Message does in Facebook Messenger, There's also a text message option, either outbound announcements about your sale, or what I'm recommending as a bare minimum is cart recovery through text messaging. And so the idea really does build a lot of lifetime customer value. And there's many customers and many Shopify merchants that I know are using the shop message and the SMS bump kind of together to recover abandoned carts. And it really is an effective strategy. It is important, though, to make sure that you're staggering your communication with your prospective kind of customers between these two solutions. You know, the idea is that maybe you trigger a text message kind of cart reminder after maybe 45 minutes or so, and then maybe a day later. But maybe on shop message through Facebook Messenger, it would be 30 minutes and maybe 23 hours and maybe 2 days later. It's a really interesting way of kind of a 1-2 punch of having having email going out as far as your cart recovery, built into Shopify or through email service provider. Number two would be Facebook Messenger cart recovery using shop message in its cadence. And then a text message reminder. You're somewhere along the journey, the customer is likely going to click through. And then at that point, all the sequences then will stop for the other products, which is great. So look into that SMS bump. You can go to the App Store, pick that up, try it out. I think they have a trial there too. Number four on the list is customer journey retargeting, basically social media. This is another way. So we've talked about email, Facebook Messenger, text messaging. Another kind of solution that I really highly recommend is called Shoelace at shoelace.com. People are coming to your site. They're looking at your product. You may or may not have added it to the shopping cart yet. Now, if you have, that is a different kind of journey that Shoelace can handle through social media. And basically, they're showing ads, either carousel ads, collection ads, different kind of ads in different parts of the journey. If it's their first visit, their second visit, have they previously bought from your brand already? The idea of Shoelace now is that you're able to show ads based on where the customer is in their journey. So if they come to your site for the first time and look around at a few different items, don't add anything to the shopping cart and then leave, the idea is because having Shoelace connected, having the Facebook pixel added to your store, these solutions work together now and create really, really slick product and carousel type ads through Facebook and Instagram, all automatic. And so last I had a chat with Shoelace, they're actually on version 2 right now, which is really neat because they're now able to have 80% of the technology working as a bot. So it really does completely understand best practices. But then there's also 20% of human labor helping making sure that the ad groups and the segmentation of the journey of the customer is actually on point. So it's pretty neat. It's not all just an automation. This really is a kind of a win-win situation of 80% technology and 20% kind of human interaction to make sure that we're kind of, delivering the kind of right retargeting sequences throughout the whole customer life cycle. So definitely have a look at Shoelace, all right, at shoelace.com. Number five on the list here is email capture and exit offers. And, you know, the holiday sales promotions really aren't just about using your current list. It's really about kind of bringing new customers in to kind of help build your business for the future. And, you know, and being around BFCM and Q4, there's obviously a lot of buyers. And so conversion rate maybe up or down, depending on your industry, hopefully up, but there's still a lot of people that are leaving. And the idea is that what are you doing with your brand as far as grabbing email addresses, having exit offers, being able to be triggered based on how the site visitor is interacting with your site. This kind of increase in traffic that is kind of occurring seasonally now in Q4, it really makes an important a case to make sure you have something in place. And so the idea here is using Just Uno, they call it a kind of a conversion optimization suite. I look at it as, it really will help build your email list, and it really helps promotions kind of in real time that can be popped up based on where the customer is. Like they add something to the cart, and then there are ways of triggering a pop-up event with a special coupon code because they've added to the cart and now they're leaving. So there's always some interesting strategies, and you'll notice when you get your free trial of Just Uno, you can see all the different types of options that they have. You know, the idea of the platform, it really will deliver amazing results. You know, it really will help grow your audience. It will increase your conversion rate, really with like kind of targeted pop-ups, kind of in, you know, with the correct kind of dynamic content. Have a look at justuno.com. I also recommend, and I had it in the show notes here, that there are ways of showing the pop-up to specific customers who could be tagged as VIP, and you can actually show something exclusive just for them with a separate kind of discount link. And so in the show notes, I have how to create your own shareable kind of discount link. So it's really neat how it works, where you go into your admin, you create a special kind of Q4 BFCM type special just for VIPs. And you can choose what a VIP customer is, the revenue, like how much money they've spent on your store, number of times they've purchased. You can choose, you know, how you want to angle it. But the idea is you can create this VIP special discount link, and then that can be popped up when they first hit the site, when they go to the cart. Surprise and delight. You choose how you want to do it. They got a lot of options inside Just Uno. So email capture, exit offers. Turning the exit intent is probably another one that I really highly recommend too. In an absolute worst case scenario, someone comes to your site, looking around, kind of getting some ideas, and they leave. The idea is that what can you offer them in exchange for an email address or to click on the Facebook Messenger marketing button? The idea is you could be lots of things. It could be a discount exclusive to them. It could be a PDF, a lookbook, a how-to guide. It could be, wow, there's just so many, there's a list, there's so many things. In the show notes, you'll see some different tactics that people have done. Kind of exit offers and stuff in exchange for Facebook marketing approval and or email capture in exchange for that. So email capture, exit offers, pretty cool. Another solution, I won't dig too much into this one, but the loyalty and rewards program, I think for most brands, is a little more than an hour to make a decision on what solution you're going to use and the whole strategy behind that. But what I would recommend is a referral program. Really, it's the kind of the idea that kind of like your best customers really are you know, your best marketers. They've already bought from you and or they're going to buy from you. And the idea is that you want to kind of reward your kind of existing customers, you know, with their friends and family through social media and through email, and kind of create this kind of referral program. And basically both people are incentivized, meaning, you know, maybe you have an offer of make a purchase today, you get $10 off, and you get a custom link. You get to send a link to your friend, and they also get $10 off. And so the idea is that, and you can do different ways. There are different solutions for doing it, for offering these kind of reward referrals, they kind of call them. There could be dollars off, which is kind of pretty popular, 10 for 10, let's say, or offering free products, or getting points. Points is a little bit more complicated, I believe, now, more of a long-term strategy, but I would recommend, you know, getting dollar off coupons, $10 or $15 or $20 off for that purchase over a certain amount, and same for a friend or family. I highly recommend smile.io. So you go to smile.io and have a look. You can add on that one particular module you can turn on. There's a free plan, depending on the size of your business, and or very affordable if you're just going to have on the referral program only. Later on, maybe 2019, you can think about the rewards part and how that program should flush out for your particular brand. Now, number 7 on the list here is how to increase your average order size. And I'm going to recommend an app called Frequently Bought Together. There's a massive amount of apps out there that are allowing you to bundle and recommendations and trying to put things together to increase your average order value. This one is particularly quite interesting. So when you look at it, you'll see kind of how it works. But, you know, I've noticed on Amazon a lot of times that, you know, they tend to bundle a bunch of related products together, and then they allow it to be purchasable with one click. And that is what this Frequently Bought Together app kind of does for Shopify store owners. And the idea here is that really you just add it onto your store. There's no configuration whatsoever. And really what the app does, quite smart, it actually goes in and analyzes all the previous purchases that have been done in your store. So it kind of, you know, some data mining going on here. And the idea is that once that is done, then it kind of graphs out what particular products have been purchased with other products. Through artificial intelligence, it's actually creating bundles because other people have bought similar bundles. It's really cool how it works. You got to take a look at it. But the idea is it'll even work with variants too. So I think by default, all the products are selected. They can add them to the cart. You can remove items. It's really neat how it looks on the screen. It's hard through audio to show you how it works. But the idea is that you have a primary product, but then sometimes customers also buy other comparable products or other recommended products to go along with it, increasing your average order size. And you can see that. And there's literally buttons to click. You can click X and you can actually get rid of it and then add to cart. Really, really cool. All the individual items then show up in the shopping cart. So for inventory purposes and all that. So it all works nice and slick that way. So have a look at that. Frequently bought together. Now, number eight on the list, maybe not as important. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, if you're at BFCM right now, not as important, but certainly after BFCM and all part of the holiday season and into the new year of 2019, is to have some kind of a return management plan in place. You know, the more you sell, you got to offer some kind of a return solution. You know, it's simple math. You know, kind of the increase in sales is going to directly kind of correlate to more returns. And, you know, and customers today, they really want a kind of a simple process for returning their purchases. And there are some great apps out there that will help you have a really simple, easy to implement kind of return policy. It may take a little bit of money out of your profitability a bit, but it's proven, you know, for long-term profitability on any brand is just, you know, and just whole customer loyalty. You have a simple, easy to use return policy, it definitely will boost your lifetime value. And one app I'm going to recommend, I think it was recently purchased by Shopify, but Return Magic, excellent app, will do a lot of great things. Easy refunding of the original payment method. It's easy to make exchanges and or offer gift cards for returns and a really neat portal. So when you set the app up, portals created so that people can click a link for returns and very self-managed as far as being able to send products back, creating a return label, and then you as the merchant anticipating the return back. And then when you have it, you're able to kind of receive it into your inventory and able to give the customer an exchange or a refund. So pretty cool solution, up and running in probably 10, 15 minutes. Excellent user experience. So Return Magic, have a look at that. Now, another solution here that I thought is really cool is one called ShipUp. And ShipUp is really interesting because it's proactive package tracking. The idea here is that when you buy something, it's so emotional and so exciting. I mean, we're all purchasers online. And when you buy something, it's nice to get the kind of order notifications or, you know, and they're saying that, I don't know how many times it is, but two or three times people are going back to the tracking page kind of on average to kind of see when their package is going to arrive or when, or what's their tracking number. And just, they just like to follow it along. And it's an interesting marketing opportunity if you actually think about it, because they've come back to the site so many times following up and taking a look. And the idea here with ShipUp is they create a very unique kind of a delivery experience for customers that are coming back to the site. And so this solution tracks your package kind of in real time and it has delivery notifications and it really is cool. It just kind of keeps you in close contact with your customers. I think there's up to 50 or 60 kind of notifications that are built into the solution, and you're able to add certain widgets and certain kind of like tone and language offers and things on this kind of customized kind of order tracking landing page. Open rates are very, very high with this kind of solution. So highly recommended. It's quite affordable. Turn it on. Great overall user experience of, hey, I've just bought something. Where is it? Because you look and see a lot of the main kind of queries that a lot of store owners have is it in stock? How long does it take to get to me? And, you know, when is it going to come? What's my tracking number? So ShipUp kind of handles a lot of that for you. Now, number 10 here is Facebook events. Now, this is an interesting tactic that I highly recommend you try out. Number one, it's free. Using Facebook, instead of having to pay ads to drive traffic to your site, and we know the cost per acquisition is extremely high right now just because of inventory and number of people advertising and the size of audiences out now. But the idea with events is that you can start an event for free for your sale. So be it BFCM or, you know, some kind of a Q4 kind of holiday sale. And it really is meant to drive traffic to that sale. And you can put a date on it. And the idea is to invite friends and they can decide if they're interested or if they're going to this event. And the idea is you're now able to update these people that have said they're interested or they're going to this event. And, you know, as a shopper, it really is a cool way to kind of keep up to date about and being reminded about particular sale and, you know, people that want to participate kind of in this kind of sale. And the idea here is it gives you an extra opportunity now of promoting naturally through the Facebook algorithm. Instead of having to pay for it, you can now do it through Facebook events. So check it out. Link in the show notes about how to sign up to create an event and you're off to the races. All right, well, we're moving along here. Number 11 is the dedicated BFCM or Q4 kind of holiday deals page. And, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, kind of having a dedicated landing page certainly converts a lot better than maybe just going to a collection page of sale items. This is one thing I'm going to highly recommend, a solution called Shogun. And basically, it will allow you to create kind of a curated selection of kind of your best-selling products kind of over the holiday season. You know, it's the old 80-20 rule again. The 80% of your revenue is coming from 20% of your SKUs. So if there's certain products that are really, really hot, you have lots of stock on, it makes sense to have a dedicated page that's clickable in the navigation. So you're able to click through it, like, you know, BFCM sale or, you know, holiday sale or sale, like whatever you want to call, whatever works for your brand. But the idea is that link needs to go to a custom page. And using Shogun, they have a really cool kind of drag and drop editor, but they also have a lot of kind of pre-designed and kind of tested templates. They have a pretty large library of hundreds of different sorts of landing pages and pretty cool. So I would go check it out. Shogun, it'd be a really neat app to add. Now, number 12 is for our Shopify Plus customers only. So if you're on Shopify Plus, interesting opportunity you have with a couple different solutions that I'm going to recommend. One is called Launchpad. And the idea of Launchpad is it allows you to change your theme and your pricing at a predetermined time and dates. So you can kind of put it all together. And the idea is you don't have to worry about half an hour before you're ready to launch a sale, going in and changing all the pricing and changing, you know, certain products that you want to have available. The idea with Launchpad is it takes care of a lot of that automation for you. And Plus stores have up to, 100 themes now available in their admin. So there really is kind of ample time, even if you're offering staggered sales along the way, every hour on the hour during Black Friday, or you're going to offer some kind of exclusive sale through the Christmas season, or every day you have a new offer that you want to release. There's no reasons why you can't use Launchpad to select the theme. The theme has any kind of an updated collection and pricing for that day's special, and have Launchpad automatically launch it. And then when the sale is done, resort back to the existing or the standard theme when the campaign started. So Launchpad, check it out. If you're a Plus merchant, you can add it to the your admin and give it a whirl. Another one I'm going to recommend is Shopify Flow. And Flow is kind of Shopify's take on kind of automation. There's a lot of kind of repetitive tasks and things that are going on. This is post-purchase. And the way Flow works, basically, it's a trigger and an action. So some kind of something going on after the sale is generated in your admin, and you're telling Flow to do something. And the idea here is you can, and I have a list of like 10 automations that will really make your holiday season more profitable. There's a whole list here, you know, personalize your customer's buying experience, or segmenting your customers to convert quickly, or, you know, track and reward your top customers. Lots of insights, a lot of stuff here. Low stock alerts. Oh gosh, there's just a whole gang of things that are built into Flow. So highly recommend if you are a Shopify Plus customer, see the show notes. It really will help you, save you so much time. Most merchants and clients that I have are using Flow, and they're very, very happy with it. I believe there's even a public doc out there that I'll put the show notes also on Trello with some really cool flows that people have made. And also Shopify is even more, as of late, they've added on what's called Flow connectors now too, which are allowing now third-party app developers, once again, trigger, and then the action could be doing something inside another app. So the two don't necessarily have to have a relationship with each other. The only connection is what Flow has going on in the middle here. So pretty cool. I'll have the links in the show notes for this. And last but certainly not least is number 13, which is I'm going to call social impact kind of a business mission. And there's one particular solution that I think you should definitely have a look at, and it's called Give and Grow. And it's from a company called Pledgling. And Pledgling powers a lot of kind of philanthropy and kind of, brands that really understand about giving and understand what social impact means on a business. Sometimes some brands just are choosing to not want a discount. That's just part of their brand mission there. They have a certain kind of price point and they want to maintain that. Or they like the idea of being impactful and having some kind of a charity or some kind of a cause around their brand. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's like social impact in general is very timely. There's been some stats that have come out recently that say that, 92% of customers have a more positive view on brands that are more mission-driven companies. I think about like Patagonia or Tom's and even Starbucks, and there's like a whole list of Shopify brands that have a social or environmental kind of a concept behind them, a mission behind them, and a lot have a giving mission to help charities. And, the idea here is that it really helps build lifetime value because people are more apt to want to shop with brands that are socially conscious. Also, I read too that 87% of consumers are willing to switch to a competitor or a competing brand if it aligns with their values. And the other part that I thought was quite interesting too is the open rate is quite high for brands that are associated with a cause. They're saying up to 4 times higher open rate. So pretty compelling to be able to help your brand grow. And the idea here, that's kind of the inspiration behind the Give and Grow app. Now, these stats really point to the potential to, grow a Shopify business through giving. It's kind of the inspiration behind the Give and Grow app. On top of the awesome stats, there's so many Shopify store owners have a great heart and are generally want to kind of help out their community. The way the app works is you choose your cause. You can choose to support any cause you like. They have a database of nonprofits that you can support, up to 150,000 different organizations that they have available. You can share the impact. So literally in less than 5 minutes, you can add up what's called an impact calculator to your store and on the checkout experience. And the idea here, it's a real-time impact that your customer's purchase is actually making. And it really it automatically kind of quantifies the good that your business is doing to the world, kind of with each purchase that is being made. And the final part is it's simple and secure. Like Give and Grow literally handles all of the back end that comes from charitable giving. So you use them as a partner, and essentially they take care of all the legal or kind of financial challenges that can go along with working with nonprofits. The idea is they take that off your plate. You can just focus on your mission of kind of growing your business. So have a look at them through Pledgling or in the App Store, Give and Grow. And finally, a couple points here that I think is super important. Just during this time, it's as entrepreneurs, we're massively busy. We're super hustling, working evenings and weekends and just, putting in extra energy because this is our Super Bowl. This is our time to shine. But I also feel that we need to think about the customers, the actual buyers of your store. We need to kind of reframe our thoughts a bit from what can I sell to them to what do they really want and need? Really honestly taking some time, in this final quarter, if it's before BFCM, like just get on social media, through email, if you have a storefront, like in person, talking to your customers, find out what's exciting for them this holiday season. What are their goals for 2019? It's building relationships. Just see where your brand can help or assist them. I really think it's time to engage with them, and just find out what they're excited about. And finally, let's not forget about you, the entrepreneur. Let's pause, let's slow down and, enjoy the moment, celebrate what got you here and, make sure you step away during the chaos and, spend some time with your family and friends or this podcast and, make sure you rest. Well, that's it for this episode, the 13 last minute hacks to win BFCM 2018. or depending on your listening to this, the Q4 2018 kind of holiday sales and promotions. The idea, these 13 hacks are really here, less than an hour to implement them. Grab one or two, find the time, execute, get the job done. And I really think it's going to make an impact on your business. And cheers to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I truly appreciate you. And, you know, it's really my hope. This podcast is offering you like a ton of value through growth strategies and tactics and, you know, in this case, some kind of insider tips kind of on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. And really my goal, my personal goal is really to help you grow and scale with Shopify. And, you know, thanks again for carving out some time today and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of this week and have a crushingly awesome Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Have a crushingly awesome Q4. And remember, keep thriving with Shopify.